Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'll tell you about the creatures that can do anything unpredictable. First, Otohime Jitsune, the Fox Princess. Next, Hitobashira, the Human Pillar. After that, Yakubi Ogami, the Pestilent Spirit. And finally, Umakan, the Heart Horse. So, let's get started. Season 10, Episode 9, Creatures of the Unknown. Otohime Jitsune, the Fox Princess. Centuries ago, Otohime was once a goddess. However, the villagers didn't really know her true form. One day, a farmer lost one of his tools and asked the fox goddess to help him. Another situation involved a farmer's vegetable garden being destroyed by wild animals. So he set traps deep in the woods to trap the animals and prevent them from destroying his crops. Suddenly, he caught an animal and noticed that it was the body of a huge and beautiful white fox. Hitobashira, the Human Pillar. Hitobashira is the practice of burying a living human under important foundations. A lot of castles in Japan are connected to Hitobashira legends. For example, when Maruoka Castle was built, its walls kept tumbling down no matter how many times it was rebuilt. It was believed that a person had to be sacrificed in order to improve the stability of the castle. A poor, one-eyed lady named Oshizu was then chosen to become a Hitobashira. As she was sacrificed, she was promised that her son would become a samurai. Yakubi Ogami, the Pestilent Spirits. These yokai are a class of demonic creatures that bring bad luck and illness. The Yakubio are not entirely seen in human eyes. They are the most feared creatures in the history of all yokai. In 1820, a samurai managed to capture a Yakubi Ogami when it was attempting to enter his home. It pleaded for its freedom and promised to spare the samurai's family and all of the villagers in Edo if it was set free. Umakan, the Heart Horse. The Umakan is a parasite that takes the form of a red and white horse. It always acts up in sunlight or simply the heat of a large fire. The victims of Umakan suffer from fainting and heart failures. To cure this illness, the sick must repeatedly construct their strength in their heart. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!